Hey, so BIP of Bizarre Interest Productions here, and it's time to explain why Beyblade characters need more special moves, especially when certain series don't give its characters some, or limits how much they get. Naturally, Beyblade is a toy line and brand with the manga and anime working to create a story advertising these blades, but also has to showcase why they should be purchased, hence why special moves exist to exaggerate or present a dramatic show of what the Beyblade can do or is advertised to do in a less realistic world. And I say Beyblade characters need more special moves for a multitude of reasons, ranging from 1. Be able to show off not just the blade or strength, but present the unique attributes of a blade either through its gimmicks or how it stands out from other blades. 2. From a viewing lens, special moves turn battles into a chess match where we can see how the characters outwit and outplay each other with those unique pieces. 3. Certain seasons and characters have less special moves, and when there's less variety or unique features, the battles can get dull or less unique, especially since they're showing some characters are more important than others, or that the writers aren't doing a great job portraying the strengths of the blade, or signs that the character is getting neglected. 4. Special moves each provide another reason to justify the strength of a character, but also dictate why a character loses, so it prevents arguments that things aren't explained, and the more that you have, the more that you're able to justify certain events. 5. Using them or having a character develop one can not only help the story or character arcs, but also showcase and present different ways characters are able to overcome them or other opponents throughout the series. First, let's go through all the generations, but before we begin, type special moves matter in the comments, and we'll get started. The original generation was kind of weird with this, because as it is the first installment, there's a lot they either had to kind of make up or work around. Usually, everyone would have one special move relegated to one Beyblade. Granted, there are exceptions, thanks to the team battle format, we had joint special moves, or they weren't officially called that until Metal between Tyson and Daichi. And of Dynasty, plus in G-Revolution, we also had characters like Rei and Kai, who ended up with Gatling Fang and Blazing Gigs, but then created enhanced and evolved versions of those with Gatling Fang Maximum and Blazing Gigs respectively. Which, considering one was a cloning barrage attack shrouding the real one and the clones into lightning, that Rei evolved into a high-speed lightning enhanced assault, and the other one started off as the one wrapped into flames of a Blazing Phoenix, shooting the Beyblade from its mouth at the opponent as a flaming projectile that had both an orange and a blue form before its evolving version Tempest to become an immobilizing storm of burning phoenix feathers bombarding the opponent to the point a wind-based attack is the only way to beat it. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. But it had a bit of an issue, since if everyone only has one special move and in G-Revolution, the engine gear system only made it work so you could only activate that special move once. Well, there's going to be a few times where someone does something that's a little controversial that you're going to try to have to headcanon, or people will call it the writers pulling things out of their butt. For example, when Tyson fought Max in episode 25, Max intentionally withstood Tyson's entire Galaxy Storm special move to drain his energy, then activated Gravity Control to wither Dragoon's stamina. So Max had it in the bag, right? But Tyson had Dragoon ride up the waves of a special move like it was surfing, which is impressive, using the rotation riding up the spinning waves to use Galaxy Storm again, and to this day people are still complaining about that, where had they had the opportunity to explain how he managed to reverse the gears or at least cool off the engine through the special move, that would be an explanation that would make more sense. Though, in G-Revolution's final battle of Arc 1, Tyson and Kai ended up doing attacks that were on par with their special moves in the first round. Then in the second, they used their special moves, they're basically using attacks at full force, which would have helped if they were allowed to use special moves at least multiple times or more than once. I'll talk about this later, but there are low-key moments where it feels like someone did something that would be way more justified if it was used as a special move, instead of what is just seen or as called. Let's talk about Metal. Metal did a good job giving most of the characters who are relevant at least one special move for a while, but you could tell some characters had it better than others. For example, Jinga, Kiyoya, Tsubasa, Benkei, and Yu had about 3 to 5 throughout their season, while Kensei and Hikaru was stuck with one. That's not always a bad thing. Reiji, Phoenix, Doji, and Ryuga till the end had one special move, and they were all powerful, but three of them were major and final antagonists in season 1, while Phoenix was the big good, at least for the first season, and all of them had weird abilities that weren't considered special moves. El Drago could absorb negative energy in people's life force, Doji can trap people into a dark void like he did to Phoenix, Reiji could make his opponents feel petrified, and Phoenix could get his blade to hover or rise without touching the surface. Meanwhile, Kensei and Hikaru's battles were more predictable because they didn't have the means to experiment with new techniques or get opportunities for new specials, at least until Kenta did in Fury, but that took a while. And sometimes in Masters and Fury, it's like some characters either forgot they had other special moves or weren't able to use them in time, like Yu, or in the case of Yuki and Jinga when they fought Chao Shen and Mei Mei, Yuki and Jinga didn't even have one special move at the time, when we know Chao and Mei had way more in their arsenal, or at least in the dub, because Yuki did have Brave Impact, but we never got to see Brave Impact be used all that much, so their battles weren't as fun to watch. This also hurt Jenga a bit because after Fusion, he had less variety, since in Masters and Fury, he only had one special for a majority of the seasons, and he had to rely on techniques or pushing elements out of his blade that you could argue were potential special moves, like how he broke out of the eyes of Medusa by accelerating with the rubber tip, and it's why Kyoya looked more impressive because Jenga went from having 5 to 6 special moves in Fusion to just one for Masters, when if you added more, you could justify the use of the avatars having to make up for the lack of battles. Heck, Masamune has good battles in Masters in spite of only having one special move, but that's because they use his beast and his one-point strike factor with Lightning Sword Flash, alongside the fact that he could actually use Lightning Sword Flash from the air or rising. It's why the DS game made actually doing those variations unique special moves on their own. It also doesn't help that a fair number of characters just didn't end up with special moves when they should've. Like, Demure, Pluto, Johannes, and none of the other Nemesis Bladers have one. Alexi can't even use one without cheating, and Busajima doesn't have one. Even Akuma brothers from Season 1 had them. Then we get to Zero-G, and one of the problems I have with that show, despite the fact I don't hate it, is that like half the characters do not have special moves. Like, I double-checked, out of the protagonists, it's only Zero, Shinobu, Takanosuke, the Unabar brothers only if they're using Synchrome, and that's it. And with the villains, it's just Yoshio, Kira, Captain Arrow, and Genjiro.
And
at first I thought it was because of the stadium being a restriction, and then I decided to actually read the manga since it was only like 8 chapters. And to my surprise, the manga gave special moves to Akuya, 8, and Kite in their base forms, but Sakio doesn't have a special move in either. This isn't like what happened with Yuki in that they couldn't tell Brave Impact was a special move in the dub when Yuki fought Ryuga. No, like the anime just didn't give 4 out of their 7 protagonists a special move. And in the manga, okay, Ren and Takanosuke are much worse in the manga because the former is just a Neo Battle Bladers cameo, and Takanosuke is a glorified butler, but at least 8 and Kite actually get special moves. Like, Zero and Shinobu even have a joint special move in the manga against Akia that doesn't rely on Synchrome. They actually use Synchrome only in the final battle, which partially makes sense, but is also a shame since the anime and toy line made it more of a gimmick there. Burst doesn't have this cat problem compared to the other 3 generations as much, though in later seasons, some characters do get restricted by the fact they only had one special move, so they didn't have a lot of creative variety. Like, one of my problems with Dynamite Battle is that Ranjiro doesn't get a new special, especially with high mode and low mode being a factor when they could offer different specials, which only ends up applying to a select few characters like Free, Ilya, to the point where Basara has to work with Ilya to get a new special move, when Bell, Rashad, Vault, and Payne all had at least 3 specials with their final blades, at least in Dynamite Battle. Heck, even in Season 1, Rentaro, Dina, and Kensuke didn't even have special moves named or considered until the Sword Flames arc, or in Dina's case, a practice match with Shu after his big battle against Vault in the first arc with the tournaments. That's half the main cast, and turning Kensuke's jumping attack into a special was a slam dunk they didn't even bother to try and shoot, despite that happening after Episode 35. Beyblade X has been criticized a lot for the battles not being as dynamic, and while I both half agree while also wanting the series to experiment more with how crazy some of the battles can get in real life, there are some battles that are worth merit, and those are the ones that actually involve using a combination of special moves that aren't just the Extreme Dash, or coming up with special moves that actually complement the Extreme Dash, already built in aspects of the Blader's arsenal. For example, one of the best battles from Season 1 is Burn vs. King. And the funny thing is, this battle is a combination of both Bladers using their Beyblade's mechanics and attributes, but also their skill set. Burn's initially seen as having the advantage, but because King knocked it so it would have to fall into the stadium, as Leon Claw is a balance type that can switch well between offense and defense, King's able to turn Phoenix Wings momentum against itself by using his special move Guardian Beast as a counter and then go for a counterattack. The moment Burn thinks he has an upper hand by escaping to use the Extreme Dash, King's able to not only dodge it, but when Burn thinks he can just go for another Extreme Dash, King readjusts his partner's trajectory to constantly block Phoenix Wing from using the Extreme Line, forcing the battle into an all-out slugfest. And because King's road to block Burn's is shorter than Burn's attempts for his blade to reach the Extreme Line, Burn can't use his blade speed to its advantage, that's what resulting in King being able to slow him down and fight him on equal footing now that his advantage is neutralized. Then you have Uni vs. Multi. Because the anime focused on separating the battle from a tag match to a solo 1v1, this allowed Uni to shine on her own. In the first 2 rounds, she has Unicorn's defense and attack blades allow her to use Unique Through and Unique Sting, both her defense and attack move, that weaken and spin finish Multi's blade. However, in the second round, Multi ends up having to figure out how to tell which one Uni's gonna use, so by the next round, she's able to parry her attack move in round 2, and then gets a burst finish off Uni trying to use her attack side for a quick finish in round 3 when she's able to counterattack with her Beyblade's gimmick. Then for the tiebreaker round, Uni goes to finish her off with her Extreme Dash, which can hit twice, but Multi's able to block all of the prior attacks so Night Lance is able to survive, and using the diving momentum for a knockout finish. But yeah, if Beyblade characters had more special moves or even just had one, it would make the fights less predictable. There would be more variety. There wouldn't be any questions about how this character was able to do a certain attack when it wasn't explained, if there's an explanation. And it ultimately makes the show more engaging, since we get to see how the characters work around that or be able to use their own special moves to overcome said obstacles. But tell me what you think in the comments below. Do you think certain people are robbed of special moves in the anime? Let me know which characters you think needed more special moves, because I have to make the follow-up to this video eventually, like I eventually made this video after promising this for months and being too lazy. How do you think special moves benefit certain characters in a story? Thanks for watching, let me know in the comment section below, and VIP of Bizarre Interest Productions, signing off.